What's up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It is time for another Audio Boo TV review, and we're talking about The Walking Dead Season 3's November 4th episode. It was called The Killer Within, or Killer Within. And, this episode probably, out of all three seasons, was probably my most favorite episode. And I think my first favorite episode was the season finale for season two with the whole zombie attacking the Herschel's farm. But this one here, holy crap balls, was this intense. It pretty much starts off with a last scene of the governor from last episode with the governor and all his little zombie hoarding heads in their fish aquarium and stuff like that. And then, of course, the new episode, you see somebody carrying the gasoline and the deer carcass, and you already know that something is up and something's going to go down. And, while I was watching it, I thought to myself, I was like, I bet you this is this little black little prisoner dude that fucking didn't, that got through it. Yeah. And I was right. That dude was alive and he screwed up for everybody. Let's see what else. Okay, still being me. T-Dog. T-Dog tried to stick up for those prisoners. If you haven't watched the show or the series, there's two prisoners that are trying to like get in with the group and everything else, and they're not really bad guys. One was in prison for breaking and entering, and the other guy just liked his weed and drugs and stuff like that. So they're not murderers or anything, but Rick's not having it. He's not taking any chances, and poor T-Dog was trying. He was trying to look out for him. In this episode, you definitely get to see Michonne and Governor talk. Once again, Michonne does not trust nobody and knows that the governor is full of doo-doo. And especially once, right when Michonne found that those military cars and found those bullet holes, those aren't from zombies. Hello? So the governor really thinks Michonne's dumb? I don't know, but Michonne knows what's going on. And that's what I love about her, because she's badass and she's got a samurai sword. Let's see what else. This episode had some serious zombie attack, didn't it? That little black dude who let all those zombies in and everything else, just, it was crazy. This episode was nuts. Let's see what else. Poor T-Dog got bit and died. You know what? And I have to admit, I think you got to give it for T-Bone. T-Dog. Because, he lasted, I think he's the first black dude ever to last this long in a movie, TV series, anything, right? Because normally I ain't got a lot, come on, let's keep it real. Most of the time, black dude gets killed in every kind of, but T-Dog actually was doing good. And if you notice these past couple of episodes, he was messing people up. Like T-Dog wasn't playing, and it sucked because I felt for him, because I was really starting. I mean, he didn't talk in the first season, and then the second one, it was kind of good. But this one here, I was starting to really like him. And man, you just never know. With this series, you have a couple of your favorites, and they could be gone. So it sucked. And Carol is missing. Now, I think they're thinking that Carol's dead, but there's no proof. And if this little black dude's alive, where's Carol? I don't know if she's just ran off, or did she really get eaten? I don't know, but I think Daryl's a little upset about that deep down inside. Let's see. I like the fact that the big giant black dude finally shot the little black dude. So hopefully Rick will allow him into the group. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. And then of course Lori finally dies. Yoo-hoo! Not exactly the way in the comics, but I'll take it because she's gone and dead, and that was crazy. And Carl had to shoot his mom. And if you're not watching The Walking Dead and you're hearing me talk about it, you should get into it because it's a really, really, really good show. I'm upset there's no zombie baby, and it's a real baby, so I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen, because they're going to need baby formula and food. So how's this baby going to survive? I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. That's it. I really, really, really like this episode. I almost cried a couple of times, so I don't know. iWatchMike.com, and check me out on Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy. More to come. Peace.